This is Wade Rathgeuth, the Chief Organizer's report on the zombie apocalypse of Republican healthcare proposals. I don't really watch these Living Dead zombie shows, but I'm starting to get the picture by following the various Republican proposals to repeal and replace the Obama Affordable Care Act. Here's my question, though. In the movies and television shows, are each generation of zombies more disgusting and worse than the ones that came before them? Certainly, that is the case with the so-called Graham-Cassidy bill to take one more shot at this for the right wing before they would have to obtain more than a simple majority of senators to push these horrors onto the American people. September 30th is the expire-by date on Republicans' ability to make mischief with 50 votes rather than having to go bipartisan with a supermajority. Let's look at this version of the healthcare apocalypse, though. A spokesman for Kaiser Healthcare said it was almost impossible to imagine a bill so bad that it hurt even more people and had less support from anyone. Blue Cross Blue Shield, AARP, and other insurers who've been largely silent in earlier versions of the bill have all mobilized to oppose this version because they argue it will wreak havoc with insurance markets by destroying a national system and making it a state-by-state battleground. 36 states will immediately get less money from the Graham-Cassidy bill if it succeeded. The pain will be especially pronounced in some of the blue states like New York, California, and Oregon, and generally in those states that expanded Medicaid for their citizens. But even the 14 states that might see themselves as winners have to understand it's only temporary. By the 2020s, part of the impact of this bill is not the simple devolution of the healthcare responsibilities and the money that pays for them from the federalities to the states, but a cutting of Medicaid dollars, period, which will create a huge hole in state budgets everywhere and reduce many red states in the South to the healthcare delivery standards of third world nations. Economists argue that even the sponsors of the bills don't seem to have a clear idea of what's in the language. For example, Cassidy and Graham have claimed it continues to protect those with pre-existing conditions, but reading the bill, it's just not in there. There's no cost estimate on the bill from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, nor is there a score on how many will lose coverage under this bill. The best estimate is that 30 million will be pushed off insurance. So why are we worrying that this zombie may end up ruling our world rather than having a stake driven through its heart? God knows, but it seems to be just a case of politics divorced from the impact of health and harm to the public. The Republicans, in some cases, are so desperate to fulfill an absurd promise that they are willing to pretend a mangy dog is Lassie on the way to save you. If there's something you can do, do it now before this zombie stalks the land and leaves millions dead or dying. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.